So we've just been thinking about, and boys and girls, you've been thinking about Pathfinders, you've been thinking about love your neighbour, how we need to love our neighbours, and we're focusing particularly on our next door neighbours. Of course, Jesus is saying anyone is your neighbour, anyone in need is your neighbour. And of course, that does include our next door neighbours, but it includes a whole load of other people as well that we need to be loving. But we're focusing on our next door neighbours. So what are we going to do? How practically could we do this? What's the start? Well, we're going to suggest two things that you could do starting right now. And the first is to pray, and the second, make contact. Okay, pray and make contact. So could you find, when you came in, you should have been given a card like this, which has got boxes on it. It says, love your neighbour, prayer card at the top. Could you grab that? You will also need a pen. So if you need one of the pens from the pockets, then do grab one of them. And I would suggest, boys and girls, you're going to need to be with your family. Don't move now. Or with, if you've not got family here, then with someone who brought you. But you need to be with others to talk about this. Now, what I'd like you to do is take a moment. Okay, I'm going to talk while you're finding the bits. Okay, this card represents your street. Okay, so that's why you've got you in the middle there. So if you can imagine, that's your house, and you've got your neighbours on either side of you and maybe over the road. Now, I appreciate that in some streets, some places, this doesn't represent your street because you're in a block of flats or because you're on a corner or whatever. I'm trusting you can adapt this to your own situation. But we all live somewhere and we all have neighbours, therefore. Can I encourage you to put the names of your neighbours in those boxes? Now, it may be in loving your neighbour that you're thinking, you know what, there's someone else who's not my direct neighbour who I really want to be praying for in doing this. Feel free to use one of the boxes for one of them. I don't mind. Okay, so have a go. See how many you can fill in. Parents, you might want to be with children so that you can help them, so that you as a family maybe are thinking who your neighbours are. Okay, so if you need to move around, if you want to talk together, go for it. Microphone on. There we go. Now it's back on. I'll start again. Okay, beginning of the service again. We'll start there. Maybe not. Okay, so we pray. Pray for your neighbours. And we make contact, okay? So contact can be anything. Christmas is a great time for making contact because maybe you could just pop round and you could just say, I bought you a gift, just a little gift. Or I made you, so if you're good at baking, sample first. But then give, okay? And it's just a great little opportunity, isn't it? Or maybe you could invite people round to you. This is what we've done the last few years. We've tried to invite local neighbours round. And it's a good way just to begin to get to know people. It's only a beginning. It's just a start. And don't forget, we're not expecting that you'll speak the gospel on first contact. It's not you speak gospel straight away to them. It's love people first. Just get to know people. If they ask you for the gospel, don't hold it back. But just get to know people and start to love people. Right, I'm going to ask Paul and Yasmin if they would come forward. Paul and Yvonne. It does begin with a Y. That's why I was confused. Okay. We've got a few frequently asked questions, which I know you haven't asked any questions yet, so you can't have any frequently asked questions, but questions that we thought you might be asking, and I'm going to fire them to these guys so that they can answer. Yvonne, would you like just to come forward so that people see? Okay, so I've got my questions here, if I can find them. Hang on, I'm still on the talk. Here we go. So, Paul, I'm asking you first. Sure. Paul, what if my neighbour doesn't respond positively? I go around with cake and they throw it back in my face. How should I respond?
Okay, I thought about this. I call it the three D's, okay? So don't be surprised, first of all. Don't take it personally. And don't persevere with someone unless the Lord tells you to. Keep praying for them and just go on to the next neighbor.
Brilliant. So don't be discouraged. Don't be disappointed. And don't necessarily persevere. I think as Paul says, you can just go on to the next neighbor. Okay, Yvonne, what about those who are already doing this? Some people here are going, yeah, I do this already.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic and great that you're doing it. Keep doing it, and maybe you've got some tips to give other people on how you've gone about doing it. And the other thing is, perhaps there's somebody else in your road that you can continue to pray for and make contact with them and join up with your neighbour that you know.
Brilliant. Thank you. Paul, what about those who feel they don't have time for this? This could be a big thing for us.
Okay, so this is, there is a lot to say on this topic, but you know, at the heart of it is we need to see that our next door neighbors, they do have a great need. They need Jesus, and generally they don't come along if we put flyers in their doors. So, you know, take it one step at a time. Begin by making initial contact. Perhaps, you know, just bring around a Christmas gift and take it from there.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Paul, to you again. Does this have to be my next door neighbor? What about people at work or people at school?
Yeah, so there's no rules to this. Your neighbor is anyone. So we want to encourage you to continue speaking to those at work, speaking to those at your school. But could you make some type of contact with your next door neighbor? I think what struck me about this question is there's this passage in Acts that says, God has determined allotted periods and boundaries of their dwelling place for all mankind, that we may seek him and perhaps find him. Now, when I read that, that means that God has me in my flat where I am for a particular reason, and he has my neighbor, my next-door neighbor, living where they are for a particular reason as well. So, you know, I don't want to be too dismissive of that. I want to encourage you guys to think about that and think about your next-door neighbor.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yvonne, what about youth and children? How could youth and children get involved in this?
Well, you have got an opportunity when you're at school or college to be able to be friends with those in your class, to use them as your neighbours. Also, to work with your own families, mums and dads and children. You can get to know the whole family that way. And especially those of you that are at senior school whose mums and dads aren't at the school gate. You need to introduce them to their parents so that you can carry on doing this. And to make sure that at school and at college, that people know what you do on a Sunday. Sometimes it's difficult, and I know that. I've been there. And to tell them that, actually, on a Sunday, I go to church. I go to this where we meet together to praise the Lord. And the Lord will honour you for doing that. And so will friends. And also, there's things that you can invite them to, P4, Christingle, QRS. So you have opportunities there to work together.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yvonne, to you again. There may be some maybe of our senior members, older members of the church family, maybe some of them are feeling, you know what, this is too hard for me. How would you respond to that?
Well, you're great prayers. So continue to pray for your neighbours. And when you have contact with them, to speak to them. But you also have contact with other people, with the chemist, with the post office, and with those of you that have carers coming in or going to physio or those sorts of things. You can get to know people that way.
Brilliant. Thank you. Paul, what about people who are on their own, who are feeling, well, I'm on my own, I'm not sure I can do this?
Yeah, so you're definitely not alone. We are a church family here. Just look around you. There are plenty of people that you know that you can do this with. And perhaps there are opportunities where it's better for you guys to do things together, particularly for those individuals who live very close together or who share neighbors. So it's a good opportunity to talk about how you can do this with another church family member.
Great. Thank you. And last question for you both. How have you or will you make contact with your neighbors? Yvonne, you first.
It's God giving you an opportunity that you use. We've had a neighbour next door to us for about 3 years, and I really don't know her at all. And when we began doing this together with Bart and Paul, suddenly I had an opportunity. She had scaffolding put up around her house, and the scaffolders had come into our garden and put it up, and I'd obviously agreed. But she hadn't been there and came rushing home, and she was so worried that they'd come into our garden, and she was so apologetic, and she was worried because she'd had work done to her house and she thought it had been finished. Well, it hadn't. And so she was quite upset. Me being me, I took a bit later, I thought, this is a God-given opportunity. And I took her around a bunch of flowers to say to her, I'm sorry that you've had all this trouble, and, you know, we're fine. And, you know, it was the first time she actually opened up to me, and I learned more about her in that 5 minutes than I'd learned in the last 3 years. So God does give us opportunities. It's up to us to take them.
Absolutely. And it's not necessarily telling the gospel straight away. It's it's just making the most of that opportunity. Brilliant. What about you, Paul? What are you going to be doing?
Yeah, so I did have a chance to speak about this with my wife first. So for your husbands, make sure you talk about this with your spouse before you go and do something like invite a bunch of people over to your house. But for my wife and I, what we're going to do is we're going to try. We live in a block of flats. There's about eight flats in our building, and we're going to try just and invite each one of them individually. Perhaps this month and next month to our house, over for dinner, over for coffee, whatever it is, whatever opportunity we can get, we're gonna give it a try.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, you two. If you're happy to have a seat. So now it's over to you. How are we going to make contact with our neighbours? I'm going to pray for us, and then I'm going to put, well, this is the question that's going to be up on the screen. How can you make contact with your next door neighbours this Christmas? And the way we're going to do this, so you can stay where you are, talk with the people next to you, talk with families, talk with others. Well, how are you going to make contact with people this Christmas? And coffee is going to be brought to you. The coffee team, fabulous team, they're ready and waiting to bring coffee in to you. But I'm going to pray for us as a church family first. And once you've had your conversations, once you've had your coffee, then feel free to go. That's the end of the service, all right? So let me just pray for us before the coffee is delivered to you. Okay, let me pray. Heavenly Father, we have a great mission that you have given to us to take the good news of Jesus to those we're with. Father, we praise you that you have got us where we are. You've got us living where we are. And you've got our neighbors where they are as well. But Father, we can't do this on our own. We need your help. Many of us are timid. Many of us don't like the idea of going beyond our comfort zone. Father, please would you help us, empower us by your Spirit to go and take a risk and to get to know, to start to get to know our neighbors, to love them. And in due course, Father, we pray in the long term there will be opportunities to speak about Jesus and to invite them to places, to church, where they will hear more of the gospel. Lord, fire us up, we pray. Give us good ideas. Help us to encourage one another and help us to go out to love you and to love our neighbors. Amen. Okay, so have a chat with the people next to you. How could you make contact with your next door neighbors this Christmas?